Blog Talk Radio.
Passion for business.
Thanks for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that brings wisdom for the business-minded. If you have a passion for business, then get ready for strategic advice, testimonials, and cutting-edge interviews. Let us now introduce your host, Sharon McLean.
Passion for Business.
Welcome to Passion for Business, the show where we're sharing practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon. Today's show will be focusing on how to boost your business by using events. Events are everywhere. People go to events, people organize events, people like to socialize at events. Events can be anything from social events, business events, corporate events, or leisure events. So today we're going to talk about the five W's of why you can use events for your business. So if you'd like to call in, you can call in on our number 646-668-8471. And my name is Sharon McLean, business trainer of Passion for Business. Also, you can email us info@businesswithexcellence.com. And we will also have our chat room open where you'll be able to submit your questions and talk about any areas of how you would like to boost your business with event planning. So let's go into the five W's of how you can use events to promote your business. Now, the reason why we hold events for different reasons. One reason can be to help you build profile. Another reason can be to help you communicate a message. Another reason can be to give people opportunity to participate, or you might want to hold an event just to raise money. And whatever reason you are holding your event, these five W's will help you to think about what it is you're doing to do your event. So I call this the event checklist. The first W that we're going to look at is who. And who stands for who will attend or should attend your event. And some of the people that might want to attend your event that you're organizing could be members of the public, it could be potential clients, it could be family members, it could be professionals. The next W is what. And the what stands for what type of event are you holding? And the type of event could be fundraising. It could be a product launch if you've got a product that you want to promote. It could be a tasting. It could be an announcement, or it could be a grand opening. So you need to think about what type of event is it that you want to put on. The next W we're going to look at is where. Where stands for where will your event be located? Is this going to be inside a venue? Is it going to be outside? Is it going to be in a private facility? Or is it going to be in a shopping centre? The where of where you locate your event is very, very important, because if you've got members of the public coming, you might want to think about how they will access the event. Are they going to come by transportation? Are they going to drive, and is there going to be parking access there? Then the next W, which is the most obvious one when you're planning an event, is the when. When is this event going to be held? And the when is very important, because you need to set a date and a time that your clients or customers will be able to attend. And this must be clear for them to see. So you might have this on a flyer, or you may have it on social media, but it has to be clear for them to see so that they can plan in advance that they're going to come to this event. The next W is the why. And this is really important when you're thinking of doing an event, to think about why is your event happening? What is the purpose of this event? Is it a celebration? Is it to increase your end of year sales? Is it to get more customers? So once you've found out the why of the event, this will help you to plan in a greater way. So what I'd like to encourage you to do now is to put some questions into our chat room. I've just opened up the chat room just now. But if you're able to type some questions in, I don't know if you use events for your business, and if you do, you can let me know, and let me know what's been successful, what hasn't been successful for you in terms of your actual business. So it's important that when you're doing your event, that you of event planning. And as I said, the first one, for those of you who might just be coming in, is who. So who will the event be for, or who should attend? And that's all about your target audience, thinking about who is your target group of customers that would want to attend your event. The next W is what. So what type of event is it that you want to be promoting? Is it fundraising, is it a product launch? Is it a tasting, announcement, or a grand opening? And the next W is the where. Where are you going to have this event? Is it going to be in a specific location? Is it going to be outside? Is it going to be in a private facility or a shopping centre? And then the next W is when, which, as I said before, has to be a date and time that is clear and set. And the last W is why. Why is this event happening? And what is the purpose of the event? I'm going to give you two extras, as I call them, as bonuses. And the two bonuses is how. How is the event going to be organized? Sometimes you decide to have an event and you think, I want to organize it all myself. But you might think about, do I need an event planner to help me? Do I need volunteers? Do I need a committee? Or can one person do it all? That's the sort of thing that you would need to focus on in terms of when you're organising an event. How is the event going to be organised and what sort of people would you need involved? And then the other bonus is how much. How much will the event cost and where will the money come from? Are you going to put your own money into it as a business owner, or would you like the money to come from ticket sales, for example, in terms of your business? So I want you to think about that in terms of your event planning and think about how you would like to use events for your business. And it's important that when you're planning events, you're not just looking at the event in terms of the event itself, but you're going to focus on three areas when you're planning events. And that's looking at the before, so what happens before the event starts. You're also going to look at what happens during the event, and you're also going to look at what happens after the event. So those are the three areas that I would encourage you to look at. Before, what you're going to do before the event, what you're going to do during the event, and what you're going to do after the event. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and then when we come back, the chat room will be open for you to submit your questions about how you would like to use events or any experiences that you've had. I'd just like to say, with my business, Business of Excellence, we use events all the time to promote. So we promote our clients, we promote businesses by using events, and they get customers. And we also are able to do training sessions by using events. So there might be awareness events on a certain topic like marketing or promotion, or it might be a teaching event on how to set up a business plan. And once our clients have been able to do that, they can use the event to promote their products and their services. So I'll be really keen to know how you find events for your business and if it's something that you would consider in terms of growing your business. So we're going to have a break now, and when we come back, we'll be happy to take questions.
Welcome to Business with Excellence, where we're developing ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operation, and legality, and we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. Business Pearls, 42 quotes to grow your business. Have you ever thought of starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLean.
Welcome back to Passion for Business. This is a show where we share practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon. My name is Sharon McLean, business trainer, author, and mentor. And today we're discussing how we can use business events to boost your business. Throughout my business, I've been able to have a steady flow of customers in terms of using events to get business customers. So our chat room is now open, and we're just going to have a look at some of the questions that our listeners are putting out there. So one of the questions we have is all about social media. Is social media and Facebook Live good for events? Social media is good for events. It helps to create awareness, but social media likes and Facebook likes is not enough because it doesn't tell you what the action will be. So it's good to have people liking an event that you might promote, but you need to take it a step further to get that like into a confirmation. And you can do this by having a web link where you have someone to sign up for your event. And one of the great ways this works is by having something called an early bird rate. So if someone is interested in attending your event, you might offer an early bird rate to encourage them to do a call to action in terms of booking. And that will help them move forward. Another area in social media is that you can have an events page and you can target your key contacts maybe on your business page. So if you've got clients you interact with on a regular basis and they've expressed an interest in your event, then you could follow them up with either a phone call or an email or the link to the site where they can book. And the beauty of organising events is that on a weekly basis, so say you've got an event coming up in 6 weeks, once you've had people booking for the event, you can consistently promote it on a weekly basis, maybe showing different topics of what you're going to be covering at the event. You could also do YouTube video talking about the event. You could do a newsletter profiling who's going to be at the event. So you get people attracted to your actual event. And as I said, if you use the 5 W's in your business event planning, then that will give you a focus in terms of who you're actually targeting for your event. So that's one way that you can actually get people to come into your event. Okay, let's see any other questions we have here. Right, we've got another question in terms of the size of events. I would say in terms of when you're organising an event, if you want to bring a large audience to your event, you'd be looking at making sure that you plan it with enough notice. So if you've got an event, normally we encourage you to plan a business event, depending on the size. It could be anything from 6 weeks to 6 months, depending on how much planning you've got to do. Normally the pre-planning is the most work. So you might be looking at organising a venue. If you were having speakers for the event, you might have to book them up in advance. If it was a training that you were doing, so when I run my training sessions, sometimes I'm able to plan that within a 6 week period, but I give my clients enough notice that a training will take place, and then once I've secured the venue and secured the date, then I let them know. So that's another way that you can plan for your event. And if you get in the habit of doing events on a regular basis, you can actually book events a year in advance. You can set all your dates up, and then you can just let people know that these are the different events that we will be having over a period of time. Right, the other point that I'd like to make on event planning is a really obvious one. And if you're going to use events for your business, enjoy the process of the event. And at the end of the event, always try your best to get feedback from the people that have been at the event. Now, this feedback can be in the form of verbal, so you could just ask them how did they find the event, and then you get a response. You could also use feedback forms to get a more detailed response. So did they like the venue? Did they like the timing? Was the food nice? Did they like the pricing? So anything that's involved in your event, you can get future feedback. But one thing I found that really, really works is if your existing customers come to the event and they really enjoy it, one question that definitely needs to be asked, whether it's verbal or on a form, is what other types of events would you like us to host, or what other topics would you like to be seen included in our event? And if your customers are leading what they would like to see, it's more than likely that they will support your future events. And not only will they support the future events, but they will also be able to tell others about the event. So that's another way that you can encourage people to get involved in your event. For example, if you were doing a fundraising event, you might want to have a local or a community organisation involved that you would like to profile alongside you. And that would be classed as a joint venture or a joint event where you're working together. And the benefit of that is if you wanted a large number of people to attend your event, you could have that organisation inviting people and your business inviting people. And then that would expose you to a wider range of customers. So I want to encourage you in the 5 W's of event planning, go away and try some of that for yourself in terms of running a successful event, and consider using events for your business. So I'm just going to end with the 5 W's. And the first one is who. So who will the event, or who should attend the event? The next W is what. Decide on what type of event you want to hold. The next W is where. Where are you going to hold the event? Where's the location going to be? Is it inside or outside? Next W is when. And the last W is why. So if you use these 5 W's, it will help you in your event planning. If you'd like a copy of the 5 W's, please send me an email, info@businesswithexcellence.com, and please feel free to contact us on Facebook, facebook.com @businessandexcellence. You can also follow us on Twitter @SharonBWE. I want to thank you all for participating in the show today and listening today. And we'll be back again next week, Monday, where we'll be sharing valuable tips with you to help you progress in business. So thank you for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Business. We trust that you were inspired and will tune in again for
Passion for Business.